Welcome to UBB Podcast. My name is Bernard McGrath. I'm a Senior Investment Specialist at UBB, and today we are discussing UBAM Global High Yield Solution, explaining this year's performance moving from headwind to tailwind. The key takeaways are UBAM Global High Yield Solution offers liquid, diversified exposure to high yield markets, an approach which has led the fund to outperform bond indices and industry peers since its inception. The fund's outperformance has occurred despite being structurally shorter interest rate duration, which has been a relative drag since launch in 2010. This underlines the efficiency of the credit implementation through CDS indices. Last year, and specifically this year, with the collapse in global interest rates, UBAM Global High Yield Solution has lagged high yield bond indices. Year to date, the fund has lagged by 3.5%, depending on the index used, of which over 2% is explained by the shorter duration positioning. The remaining underperformance relates to CDS indices, returns relative to bonds. This comes after years of outperformance for the CDS indices and at a historic one-off moment as the Fed decided for the first time to purchase corporate bonds, including high-yield rated bonds. Looking ahead, with interest rates at zero and bond spreads having converged with CDS, the fund is well positioned to return to its leading position relative to bonds and peers. UBAM Global High Yield Solution offers liquid, diversified exposure to high yield markets. Since the fund's launch in December 2010, it has outperformed peers and indices due to its unique construction, despite being structurally shorter interest rate duration. The purpose of this flash update is to explain the recent underperformance. As of the 26th of August 2020, UBAM Global High Yield Solution had returned 2.9% negative gross. In contrast, the ICE Bank of America Global High Yield Index has returned 0.8%, similar to other bond benchmarks. The reason for this divergence in performance is predominantly attributed to interest rates. UBAM Global High Yield Solution has lower interest rate duration at 1.5 years, whereas the bond indices have interest rate duration of circa 4 years. Interest rates decreased significantly in this period, falling by circa 140 basis points. Although the fund benefited from this rally in interest rates, it did not benefit as much as the bond indices, given the bond indices have longer interest rate duration. The fund's credit exposure has underperformed bonds year-to-date too by 1.4%. This comes after years of outperformance by the CDS index versus bonds, 3 consecutive years of outperformance and 6 of the previous 8 years since launch. One driver of the recent underperformance has been the Federal Reserve's response to COVID-19, namely to purchase corporate bonds for the first time ever, including fallen angels and high-yield ETFs. This is a strong one-off positive for bonds, and in particular high-yield bonds, relative to CDS, although in August we have begun to see this trend reverse in favour of the CDS indices. Another relative drag has been a larger amount of defaults in percentage terms in the US CDS index relative to the US high-yield bonds for now. Timing of defaults and treatment of them can differ as well between bonds and CDS. In short, the past few months have delivered some of the worst relative conditions for the fund versus bonds. Indeed, interest rates have fallen significantly and precipitously to all-time lows, with the Fed cutting rates 225 basis points in less than 1 year to 0.25%. Simultaneously, the Fed announced purchases of corporate bonds for the first time ever. UBAM Global High Yield Solution has lower interest rate exposure than bond indices and uses CDS indices to invest in credit rather than corporate bonds. Looking forward, we believe the fund is well positioned to return to its leading position relative to bonds and peers. UBAM Global High Yield Solution continues to retain all of its key advantages and in particular its better liquidity. CDS index volumes increase in times of stress, a characteristic we witnessed during March 2020, when amounts traded on the high-yield CDS indices hit record volumes. Valuations are also in line with the bond market, When we strip out the troubled overweight energy sector of the bond indices, a 10.5% allocation in bonds versus 2.8% for the fund, the overall yield on bonds is 4.6%, in line with the fund's yield of 4.5%. This means that bonds no longer offer a premium to CDS. The illiquidity premium that appeared during COVID-19 and the subsequent market dislocation has now, to a large extent, been harvested. Similarly, the headwind from having shorter interest rate exposure can be seen as having played out, given current levels of policy rates. The Fed, in particular, has cut rates to zero and indicated repeatedly that they will not follow other central banks by cutting interest rates into negative territory. Looking at the historical performance, Table 1 in the written document, it is clear that even before 2020, the shorter interest rate duration has masked some of the underlying credit performance of the fund. As interest rate duration is unlikely to be adding much to performance given where rates are today, the efficacy of the investment approach in credit, and thus outperformance, which comes from investing through CDS indices rather than bonds, should in fact become even more visible going forward than since inception. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please feel free to contact us for any questions or visit us on our website at ubp.com.